This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, rarely do I ever ask you to take out a pen and paper and write something down. In fact, to be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I've asked people to do that on Cross Hope. But I want you to have paper and pen ready if possible, because I'm going to give you 3 things that you and I can praise God for every day. I feel it's worth writing down. I really do. 3 things that you can praise God for every day of your life. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. God bless you as you listen to part 2 of the 6th message in the series, 7 prayers that can change your life, this week from Psalm 145. I want to talk to you about everyday activity, including praising the living God. Brian Bill is a minister in Rock Island, Illinois. It's part of the Quad Cities, I believe, in northwestern Illinois. He talks about being at a conference in Omaha, Nebraska years ago at a church. It was a praise conference. People came together to praise God for 2 or 3 days. And at one of the evening sessions of this conference, everyone at the conference was handed a helium-filled balloon with a string. So everybody, I mean, you just saw hundreds of balloons, helium-filled balloons in the sanctuary. Then the instruction was this: sometime during the service, when you're aware of something God's done for you, something that God has blessed you with, as an act of praise, an act of saying, God, thank you for that, let go of your balloon. And all during the service, you know, the complete service, every few seconds a balloon would go up. And Brian Bill said the remarkable thing was, though, when the service was over, 1/3 of the people still were holding their balloons. 1/3. Couldn't think of anything to thank God for. Couldn't think to anything to be grateful for. And get this, this is a conference about praise. And they couldn't think of anything to praise God for. Maybe that's a reflection on your life. What is it that you need to express or gratitude or praise for? I'm going to give you 3 things, and you could write this down. What do we praise God for? What he's done in creation, in bringing this universe about, and everything that has to do with provision and power in your life and providing for your needs. Then we thank God and we praise him for what he's done in redemption. What's that mean? What he did on the cross through his son Christ, and how we're forgiven through what happened on the cross. We praise for creation, what he's done in redemption, and then you praise God for what he's done in your individual life. You say, well, I'm having trouble right now thinking. I'm holding on to the balloon. And you may be. You may still be holding on to the balloon. But you know what my prayer is today, and I'm saying this in a figurative sense, it's all of us, by the end of this service, you'll let go of the balloon. And you'll say, God, I praise you. I praise you for what you've done in creation. I praise you for what you've done in redemption. And I praise you for what you've done in my life and in my family in particular. C.S. Lewis said something about praise that is very powerful. We praise what we enjoy because the praise is not merely expresses how we feel, but it completes the enjoyment. It's not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling each other how beautiful or how wonderful they are. The delight is incomplete until it's expressed. You know, there's something powerful that happens when you tell another person you love them. And you know, that's a new experience for many people, because there are people in your life that perhaps you and I have never expressed love to. Love isn't complete until it's expressed.
Well, what about you, my friend? Are you a person who has trouble expressing love? Are you a person who has trouble hearing the words "I love you" from someone else? People are uncomfortable with that as well. That's part of what this message is about from Psalm 145, about praising God every day of your life. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.